今天证道的经文是马太福音13章34到50节，这都是耶稣用比喻对众人说的话，若不用比喻就不对他们说什么。这是要应验先知的话，说我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。当下耶稣离开众人，进了房子，他的门徒进前来说，请把田间稗子的比喻讲给我们听。他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子，田里就是世界，好种就是天国之子，稗子就是那恶者之子。撒稗子的仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使。将稗子薅出来用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此。人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。那时义人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的就应当听。天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的买了这颗珠子。天国又好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样水族，网尽满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来，从义人中把恶人分别出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Today's Bible reading comes from Matthew chapter 13 verses 34 to 50. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So it was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered,The one who sowed the good seed is Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds stand for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be the end of the age.The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy,He went and sold all he had and bought the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of very great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore.And they sat down and collected the good fish in the baskets and threw away the bad. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteousness and throw them into the fiery furnace, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
再一次问平安。
Good morning, everyone.
今天我们想分享一个题目，叫做眼光。
Today we will share a topic on attitude.
眼光应该翻译成 probably insight, 或者说是your vision or something like that.
Okay.
这个眼光啊，你看事情，你内心里面，你的智慧能够看出来那个本质的问题。
It is your ability to see the essence of an issue.
那么我们今天的经文取自于马太福音十三章。
And so our scripture today comes from Matthew chapter 13.
马太他在记录福音的时候。
Matthew, when he was writing his gospel,
他有一个特点，就是他把类似的经文把它放在一起。
He had a special trait where he liked to group similar passages together.
那么马太福音十三章呢，是他把天国的比喻的经文都放在一起。
And so in Matthew chapter 13, he has combined many parables regarding the kingdom of God.
那么因为经文比较长，所以我们没有把它全读出来。
There are many parables, and we have not read all of them.
那么首先我们先要明白一件事，为什么耶稣讲话的时候他用比喻呢？
But first of all, we should understand, why did Jesus use parables?
这里主耶稣两次解释这个问题。
Twice Jesus explained this.
那么都是引用了旧约先知的预言。
He used the prophecy from the Old Testament.
这么第一段的经文呢，是在马太福音十三章，从第十四节开始。
And the first one is from Matthew chapter 13, verse 14.
那么这里我们读一下就好了。我先读中文的翻译，请读英文啊。就是说，在他们的身上正验了先知以赛亚的预言，说他们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得，因为这百姓油蒙了心。耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
From Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, You will indeed listen, but not understand, and you will look, but not perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing. And they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.
那么在这段经文里边，似乎看到一个令人困惑的问题。
And so this passage seems very troubling.
就是最后，特别是最后这句话啊，就是恐怕他们心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
Particularly the last section, which says, so that they might not look, unless I would heal them.
那么神的心意是要医治他们，还是不要医治他们呢？
So is it the will of God to heal or not to heal?
是要医治还是不要医治？
Which one is it?
当然，神的心意是要医治的。
The will of God is to heal them.
所以在第二段的经文里边就这样说了，第三十五节，他说，这是要应验先知的话，说他要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事都把它表明出来了。
And so in verse 35 it says, I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden from the foundation of the world.
所以神的心意是让他们不明白还是让他们明白呢？
And so is the will of God to let them understand or not to let them understand?
当然是让他们明白嘛。
It is to let them understand.
可是问题是他们你直接跟他讲的时候，他不明白。
But the issue is when you say it directly, they will not understand.
那么为什么不明白呢？
Why not?
在这里说，他们的心被油蒙住了。第十五节这样说。
It says because their hearts have grown dull.
那么还有一个问题呢，就是他们蒙住了，到了一个地步，就是他们恐怕他们回转过来要得医治。
And it says it's grown dull to the point where they would not want to turn and be healed.
他们其实不是神不要医治他们。
It's not that God does not want to heal them.
而是这些有罪的人啊，他自己不愿意得医治。
But that these sinners do not want to be healed.
咱们在座的基督徒，我不知道你们有没有过去传福音的经验里边有这样的经验。
Some of us Christians here may have experienced this in our evangelism.
你给人家传福音的时候，他说，哎，信耶稣挺好。
You evangelize to someone and they may respond to say, oh, being a Christian seems pretty good.
可是呢我现在还不行。
But, not yet for me.
我现在很忙我现在有很多事情要做。
I'm very busy, there are many things I want to do.
等到我老了的时候我有我没有事情做了我再来信耶稣。
Maybe when I'm old and retired, then I'll come believe.
那么我也遇见过老了的人了。
And I've met some old people.
他说我已经老了。
And they say, I'm already old.
这思想已经这样了。
My thinking is no longer able to be changed.
改变不了了。
I'm already like this.
所以算了吧。
And so I can't be bothered.
所以你就发现其实不是神不愿意医治他。
And so you realize it's not that God does not want to heal them.
而是他自己不愿意被医治。
But they do not want to be healed.
明白说的意思吗
you understand?
为什么他自己不愿意得医治呢
Why do they not want to be healed?
因为他的油蒙了心
Because their hearts are dull
就是被这个世界把他的心是非都颠倒
Is that the world has confused their hearts
以为我们来信耶稣是件不好的事情
As if believing in Christ is a bad thing
这个信了耶稣他们以为很多事情不能做了
That there will be many restrictions on your life
他说现在我还年轻这些事我还很想做
And while I'm still young I want to do these things
其实我以前跟弟兄姊妹讲过
Before I've spoken of this
我就让这些人把他们拿一张纸把他们现在想做信了耶稣以后不能做的事情把它写下来
that I would write down the things that they can no longer do when they become Christian
如果这件事情我现在还很想做
if there is something I want to do
信了耶稣了我就不能做了
but after I become Christian I can't do it anymore
那么这件事情就是他需要被得医治的那件事
these are things that they need to be healed from
举个不太重要的例子吧。
Let me give an example.
比方说有人抽烟。
Suppose someone, is a smoker.
那么当我们信主以后呢我们就建议不要再抽烟了。
And we generally recommend that, you quit from your smoking.
那么有些人就说哎呀我现在还很想抽烟。
And some people say, actually, I really enjoy smoking.
我信了耶稣我就不能抽了。
And I must quit if I become a Christian.
所以先叫我多抽几年。
So let me smoke for a little longer.
等到我抽够了我再来信耶稣。
After that, when I've had enough, I'll become a Christian.
当然这只是举了一个例子。
This is just a small example.
那么这个例子就叫我们知道其实不是神不愿意医治他。
And so we understand it's not God that is not willing.
是他自己油蒙了心。
But they themselves have been dull.
以为抽烟对他有什么好处。
As if smoking is good for them.
所以他里边错了。
And so they are wrong.
其实他信了耶稣以后他戒了烟他不是更健康了吗
Actually, if they quit smoking, wouldn't they be more healthy?
所以不是神不愿意医治他
It's not that God is not willing.
而是他自己不愿意得医治
But that they are not willing.
那么在我们没有信耶稣之前的时候
And before we became Christians,
圣经说我们是生在罪中长在罪中的人
The scripture says we were born and we live in sin
那么我们就非常习惯了那种生活
And so we are very accustomed to that lifestyle
我们把那种的病态的不正常当作为正常
And we treat that sick lifestyle as normal
我们说信耶稣最重要的一件事是要叫我们归正
We say that the most important thing about believing in Christ is becoming correct
那么我们以前是错的
And so before we were incorrect
所以我们信了耶稣以后就归正了
And so when we believe in Christ we have become fixed
所以信耶稣不是原来我们的生活挺好我们现在在学一个好的宗教
It's not that before our lives are pretty good and we add some religion to it
而是我们整个人生需要一个归正
But that our lives need corrected
可是我们以前的生命里边并不意识这个问题
But before we may not have been aware of this issue
那么你直接跟他讲这个问题他听不懂的
And if he says it directly they will not understand
所以没有办法才用比喻的方式来讲给大家听
And so we speak in analogy
这个我们有的弟兄姊妹觉得我们信耶稣我们在这个世界上我们能够做一个好人
Some brothers and sisters believe that if we become Christian we can be good people
我们学点好道理
We can learn some morals
我们组织一个好的所谓的教会好人的团体
We can create like something like a club for good people
然后我们在这里可以互相的帮助
And we can help each other
那么可以有一些好朋友
And we can have some friendships
其实的确是有这些效果的。
And though this may be some results,
但是它这个不是主要的目的。
But it is not our primary goal.
圣经在告诉我们说，主要的目的是要叫我们得到永远的生命。
The scripture says the goal is to have eternal life.
所以主耶稣在这讲天国好像什么
？And the scripture says the kingdom of heaven is like.
那么这个是针对当时的犹太人说的。
And this was said to the Jewish people.
因为犹太人所想到的都是地上的以色列国。
And because the Jewish people always thought about the kingdom of Israel.
可是神来的时候要给我们一个永远的天上的国。
But when Christ came, he is to give them the kingdom of heaven.
犹太人也听不懂的。
And the Israelites, they don't understand.
所以耶稣不得不用比喻的方式。
And so Jesus spoke to them in parable.
这么这个比喻就是用一个大家都能理解的原则来解释一个抽象的道理。
And the parable is to use a principle from everyday life to explain a principle of heaven.
在今天我们要讲的比喻里面。
So from the parable we read today.
眼光。
Speaking of insight.
这个重点是我们看这个第44节和第45节。
Let us read from verse 44 and 45.
44节用了一节的经文。
It says in verse 44.
用了一节，就是一节一句话啊，讲了一个比喻。
The parable is spoken in one verse.
圣经写得太精炼了。真非常非常的精彩。
It is very concise.
在这个比喻里边说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
So we read verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
好了，现在在这一句话里边，我们理解一件事。
Let us understand something from this one sentence.
那么这里有两样东西。
There are two things here.
一个是一片土地，一块土地。
Yep, the first is a field.
另外就是藏在这个土地里边的宝贝。
And the second is the treasure that is hidden in the field.
这个在圣经的原文里边，这个宝贝这个字啊，用的是那种很大、很值钱的那个很宝贝，就是。
The word for treasure means a very valuable treasure.
好，这是第一件事情，我们先在这个比喻里边。来想象啊，一块地里边藏着很多很值钱的宝贝。
So let us first imagine the image of the incredibly valuable treasure that is hidden in a field.
然后人遇见了就把它藏起来。
And we continue to read, someone found and hid it.
然后欢欢喜喜的去变卖他一切所有的来买这块地。
And he goes in joy, sells all that he has, and buys that field.
在他做这件事情的时候
，And as he is doing this,
圣经里边有一个描述性的词
，The scripture describes him,
就是他欢欢喜喜的
，saying that he does it joyfully.
这个英文和中文的这个字我都觉得不够不够分量。
The translation of this word is fairly inconspicuous.
这个在希腊文里边，它是怀着狂欢的心。
So in the Greek, it's like an ecstatic joy.
它是一个非常欢喜、非常哇高兴的，就是不得了的那种高兴。啊、终于我要发财了。
Like the joy you have when you win a lottery ticket or something.
我就不。太多看见基督徒的时候，信主的时候有这种的态度的。
Sometimes I don't think our Christians have this kind of attitude.
我不知道你们信主的时候怎么样。
I don't know what it was like when you became Christian.
我信主的时候，其实对于福音我还不十分太了解。
When I became Christian, I was not that clear on what the gospel was about.
但是我只了解了一点点。
But I understood a little bit.
我就非常的感动。
And I was very touched.
所以大概我。重生得救的那一天
，and on that day
是一个晚上
during the evening，
大概我跪在地上哭了两个多小时
，I probably wept for around 2 hours，
其实当时的心里边只有一个感觉
，and I had one feeling，
就是我21年流浪
，and that is that I wandered for 21 years，
今天我要回家了
，and today I will go home，
就是因为那一个感觉
，because of that feeling。
我要去见我的天父
that I will meet my heavenly father
我要跟我的恩主耶稣基督要建立关系了
that I will meet my Lord Jesus Christ
我要告别我过去的那个 那个乱七八糟的人生
，and I will discard my messed up life，
要开始一个新的生命
，and begin a new life。
所以那时候是，我不知道这个英文应该它怎么翻译啊？中文就叫百感交集，就是 many feelings。那时候就是，就是在一起发生 ，happens in the once， right？
It was a very emotional time for me
。所以，哭了两个多小时。
And I wept.
那里边有悔改的哭。
And there was a weeping of repentance.
有为过去的罪而哭。
There's a weeping for my sins.
有委屈的哭。这个委屈能听懂是什么意思吗？这个Jeremy能听懂吗？委屈就是，下边有没有人给翻译一下委屈
？Regret.
不是悔改，不是后悔。委屈呢，就是。很冤的慌，这个中文字里边这个很难，我不知道这英文字应该怎么翻译。就觉得这么久了才回家，心里边很委屈，就觉得，哎呀，就好像这个孩子，受了很多苦，终于回到妈妈身边了，抱着妈妈那个心里边那个妈，你怎么才让我回来是吧？你才让我心里边那种委屈的慌。翻译不了就算了，我怎么样？的确很难翻译啊。
A sense of thankfulness and sadness of all the time that was wasted.
当然还有感恩的哭。
And joy and thankfulness.
喜乐的喜就是joyful tears 那种喜乐的哭。所以那是一个刚刚信主的时候的。感受
and so those were the emotions of when I first became Christian.
那么当我跟随主一段时间以后
after following Christ for some time,
我就越来越多的体会主在福音里边所给我们的那个大恩典。
I came to experience this blessing that Christ has given to us more and more.
越来越多的就是欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的来买那块地。
And to joyfully sell all that I had to buy that field.
那么在这里我们就看到他为什么他欢喜呢
？So let us consider why is he so joyful.
这个人他为什么欢喜啊
？Why is he so ecstatic?
因为他看见了一个太上算的买卖了。
Because he saw a deal that was far too good.
因为他只付了那块地的钱，但是他同时得到了地里边的那个宝贝。
All he had to do was pay for the field, but he will also receive the treasure.
那么我们不知道主耶稣到底比喻的这个地和宝贝说明的是什么问题。
But we're not entirely sure what Jesus was speaking of in terms of field and treasure.
那么他付了钱去买那块地。
So he paid to buy the field.
大概这个是一个公平的交易。
And roughly this is an even exchange.
那么如果只是这个交易的话
If it was only this exchange,
那么这个算不得什么让人太快乐的事。
Perhaps it is not something that is very joyful.
可是因为这个地里边有藏的宝贝
But inside the field there is a treasure.
他赚的是这个宝贝。
And so what he wants is the treasure.
我觉得基督徒有两种眼光。
I think for Christians we have two attitudes.
第一，他是看到这块地是不是值钱。
The first is to see whether the field is worth it.
其实他变卖所有的买这块地本身，他已经不亏本了。
Actually, if he buys the field, he has not lost anything really.
然后第二层眼光。
And the second attitude
就是地里边的宝贝。
Is to see the treasure in the field.
他认识这个地里边附带的这个其实是比地的本身的价值要多得多得多得多。
And he can recognize that the treasure is much, much, much worth, more worth than the field.
好，那么按照我们实际基督徒的生命里边
，And by our everyday Christian lives.
那么这块地代表象征着什么呢
？What is the field?
大概主耶稣所说的，你今世得百倍。
Jesus is speaking of your daily lives today.
你信耶稣，你在今世就得到直接的好处。
You will receive direct benefit in your everyday life.
那么基督徒今天得什么好处呢
？What is that?
得到我们的平安。
We receive a peace.
如果你按照圣经的原则来生活
，If you live according to the scriptures,
你不会犯法。
You will not break the law.
对不对？如果你按照圣经的生活
If you live according to the scriptures,
你的家庭就平安
Your family will be peaceful
对不对 如果你家庭彼此相爱，
if everyone in your family loved each other，
如果你的孩子孝敬父母，
if your children honored their parents，
如果你讲话诚实，
if you speak honestly，
你今天你的生命就会得到好处，
today your life will be benefited，
而且是非常大的好处，
and it will be a great benefit，
对不对？
Right?
所以你信耶稣，你主耶稣说你今世就得百倍。
And so the scripture says, Jesus says that today you will be blessed.
那么当你有难处的时候，
and when you struggle,
你自己没有办法解决了，
and you are not able to,
有人曾经写了一个短信给我。
Once I received a text message.
他说其实啊，你这个人很可怜。
Someone says you are very pitiful.
至少你这个人很孤独。
At least you're very lonely.
所以你表面上看起来好像你身边有一些人。
On the surface, you may seem very social.
其实你跟谁都没有那种真正的关系。
But actually, you are quite lonely.
其实我说每一个人都是孤独的。
I said, do you believe that every single person is quite lonely?
你觉得你不孤独吗？
Do you think that you are not lonely?
你觉得你真的有很多朋友吗？
Do you think you truly have good friends?
你觉得你真的有很多人理解你吗？
Do you think anyone truly understands you?
不是这样的。其实我告诉你，你孤独到一个地步。
Let me tell you that you are lonely.
孤独到一个地步，就是你 lonely 到一个 degree， 一个程度，连你自己都不理解你自己。
You're lonely to the point where you do not understand yourself.
你信吗？
Do you believe it?
人就是这么孤独。
This is how lonely you are.
当我看到这个短信的时候，
So when I read this message，
我心里边充满了感恩。
I was very moved.
因为我知道我不孤独。
Because I know that I'm not lonely.
因为有一位真正理解我的人。
Because there is one who truly understands me.
谁？就是那一位创造天地又为我牺牲自己的我的恩主耶稣基督。
And that is the creator of the world who sacrificed himself for me.
因此当我在面对任何困难的时候，
And so whatever struggles I may face,
我有难处。
I may struggle,
但是就像保罗所说的，我困却不被困住。
But just as the Apostle Paul said, I would not be defeated.
那么打倒了，不至于死亡。
And I would not lose when I am beaten.
那么很多很多的时候，我们确实面对难处。
And it is true that we often face many difficulties.
但是我们却能靠他站立得住。
But by Christ we can stand.
靠他能够胜过去。
By him we can succeed.
这是多大的恩典啊！
This is such a great blessing.
这是世人所永远不能体会到的。
This is something that other people will not experience.
这是那块地啊。
This is the field.
那么我们今世就要得到这些。
And today we will receive this.
今世你面对苦难的时候，
today when you face your struggles,
你有一个坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前来求帮助的这样的机会啊。
You have the opportunity to come before God.
我常常说男人们啊。
Sometimes I will say men.
所以英文叫 man， 中文叫男人啊。这个男人就是艰难的人啊。
Well, man in Chinese means a difficult or hard life.
当你艰难的时候，
when you experience difficulties,
你怎么办？
What should you do?
你自己去扛着。
Should you bear it?
很多时候你是扛不住的。
Sometimes you can't bear it.
所以很多男人就选择了逃避。
And so some men will escape.
我讲过，我小的时候在农村啊。
When I was young in the farming community,
看到那些农村的男人喝酒。
I saw the men drinking.
当时我不明白他们为什么喝得烂醉啊。
And I didn't understand why they would drink to the point of drunkenness.
我来到澳洲，我就看到很多年轻人吸毒。
And when I came to Australia, I saw some young Australians taking drugs.
那么好的澳洲生活啊。
Their life is so good.
为什么你要去吸毒呢？
Why would they take drugs?
后来我发现他们的心理艰难，他们没有办法去面对。
And it seems that they have many difficulties in their heart that they cannot face.
那是一个麻醉自己的方法。
And so they take the drugs instead.
那么我们用很多的这个方法来麻醉自己。
And we have many methods to escape our troubles.
To numb yourself, 去把你自己弄得没有知觉，以为那个能解决问题。
As if numbing yourself would solve anything.
其实解决不了问题。
It doesn't solve anything.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有难处的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we have difficulties,
如果你有帮助，
If you have a help,
你的帮助从哪里来呀？
Where does your help come from?
在家靠父母，
Do you rely on your parents?
其实你的父母都需要有人帮助啊。
Actually, your parents require others to help them.
父母的帮助是很有限的。
Their help is very limited.
出门要靠朋友。
Will you rely on your friends?
你不靠朋友还好哎。
You're better off not relying on them.
你靠朋友的时候落弄不好正是落井下石的时候。
Sometimes, they
will... 能翻译出来吗？落井下石就是人掉在井里边，他再扔一块石头下去，把你打得死死的，叫落井下石。
Maybe they will betray you.
很好的翻译啊，可能他正是出卖你的时候，正是他要出卖你的时候。所以你靠谁呢
？And so who will you rely on?
所以如果今世你有帮助
，So today if you can have true help，
这是多大的福分啊
！This is such a great blessing.
那位创造天地万物的上帝
，The Creator of the world，
他说。我愿意成为你的帮助啊。
He says, I will be your help.
你可以坦然无惧地来到我的面前，我帮助你啊。
You may come before me and I will help you.
随时随地地帮助你啊。
At any time.
谁能有这样的帮助？
Who else can give you this help?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今生就可以得到的。
And this is something we can receive today.
这仅仅是那一块土地啊。
And this is only the field.
就这块土地。
This field.
就值得你用你的一切。去换来
is already worth all that you have.
你都不赔本啊
and you will not suffer any loss.
但是在这一个信仰的里面
but within the field,
他有饶恕你的罪恶
there is opportunity to forgive your sins.
给你一个新的属灵的生命
and give you a new spirit.
而且这个生命是要带到永恒的天家去
that will be taken into the kingdom of heaven.
上帝说他为我们预备了永远天上的产业
the Lord said he has prepared an eternal inheritance for you.
永远和现实相比
when you compare eternity to today,
就是好像用无限和有限相比。
It's like comparing infinity to something finite.
那么有限都是趋近于无限的小。
And so the finite thing will become infinitely small.
所以保罗说我们这个自战自清的这一点和极重无比的那一点这个根本就算不得什么了。
And so Paul says the life that we live today when compared to eternity is not really much.
更何况我们今世就有好处呢。
Especially today we will also receive benefit.
我不知道我们在座的弟兄姊妹我们多少人有这个眼光。
Which of our brothers and sisters can see this?
那么当然我们当我们看到永世里面的时候
When we consider eternity,
我们现在还看不清楚
Maybe we cannot see it clearly,
但是我们用信心远远地望见了
But we look upon it with faith.
永世里面有两样事情让我们追求
That the eternity has two things for us to hope for.
我不知道你到永世里边你追求什么
What will you hope for in eternity?
第一件事情
The first,
就是爱我们的主耶稣要与我们永远同在了
is that we may be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
就这一件事
this one thing,
已经是无法用语言形容的事情了。咱们都知道一个小故事小寓言故事。
Let us consider a parable.
就是灰姑娘的故事。这个
灰姑娘，
灰姑娘，英文叫
Cinderella.
Yeah.
Okay.
就是一个灰姑娘被王子爱上了。
And so Cinderella, the Prince Charming fell in love with her.
那么这个对一个灰姑娘来说是一个多大的祝福呢
？And to Cinderella, this is such a great blessing.
那么同样的，我们被神的儿子爱上。
And we have also become loved by the Son of God.
然后我们将来有一天要跟他永远同在。
And one day we will go to be with him.
我常常觉得很多基督徒不具备这一个我们叫做心腹的心态。
And sometimes I think our Christians do not have this heart of
a new wife.
Of a bride-to-be.
Yeah, 是一个心腹心，就是我们要跟主耶稣永远同在。
Is that one day we will be with our Lord forever?
如果你有这个眼光啊
，If you can see this,
你知道将来来迎接你的那一位是谁啊
？Do you know who is coming to receive you?
我绝对相信你今天的生活不这样。
Perhaps your life will change.
今天很多基督徒活得好可怜啊。
Some Christians are very sorrowful, pitiful.
因为他根本就不认识将来那一位来迎娶他的那位是谁。
Because they do not understand the one who will come to receive them.
第二件事情啊。
And the second thing.
就是他为我们预备了永远的天家。
He has prepared an eternal home for you.
就是灰姑娘不仅有王子。
That the Cinderella will not only marry the prince.
还有王宫在那里等待她。
But also the castle.
她在那里生活是幸福的。
And she will live happily there.
不单是精神上的满足啊。
Not only, mentally.
她还是在物质上的满足啊。
But also materially.
神给我们预备的。
The Lord has prepared it for you.
永远的。
Eternally.
完全的。
Completely.
我们看见了吗？
Did you see it?
那是隐藏在里边的宝贝。
That is a treasure hidden in the field.
那个就是你现在还不能用的。
That is something you do not receive yet.
将来用的。
Someday you will receive it.
只是你需要付一点点的代价。
But you must pay for the field.
其实这个代价，从这个比例上来说，根本算不得什么了。
Actually, this cost is not anything compared to the benefit.
那么在第二个比喻里面
，and in the second parable，
第四十五节和四十六节
，we read in verse 44 and 46，
说天国好像一个买卖人寻找好珠子。
Verse 45, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls.
这里讲到了一个买卖人。
Here it says a merchant.
买卖人是干什么的
？What does a merchant do?
买卖的人是赚钱的。
A merchant is out for profit.
对吗？没有人做买卖是赔钱的。
No merchant is, out for loss.
做生意就是要赚钱。
To run a business is to make profit.
但是很多人就赔了钱了。
But many people make a loss.
为什么赔了钱了呢？
Why do they make loss?
当然有很多原因。
There are many reasons.
其中一个很重要的原因。
One very important reason.
缺乏眼光。
Is that they do not have wisdom.
有人鼓掌了这个做生意的人一定要有眼光的。
A businessman must be wise.
你生意本身值不值得做你要知道。
You must understand if your business is worth doing.
这个进的货能不能卖出去你要知道。
You must know if your products can be sold.
你的生意开在什么地方人买货你要知道。
You must know if your location is good.
所以这个东西太多需要你知道的了。
There are many things you need to understand.
如果这时候你没有这个眼光，你做生意。
If you do not have this wisdom and you go to run a business,
那你就是不是好买卖人。
You are not a good businessman.
你不是好买卖人，你就赔钱吧。
And you will lose your money.
所以这里说，你要是个好买卖人呢。
And so here it says you must be a wise merchant.
那么遇见一个供这个重价的珠子。
We read in verse 46.On finding a pearl of great value.
那么这个重价的珠子是什么？
And what is a pearl of great value?
我们不知道。
We are not entirely sure.
可是这个买卖人呢，他就欢喜快乐，变卖他一切所有的来买这个珠子。
However, we read that the merchant went and sold all that he had to buy the pearl.
那么作为我们基督徒来说，
As a Christian,
这个珠子是什么？
What is this pearl?
什么东西值得你付上你一切的代价来换取这个东西呢？
What is worth everything in your life to pay for?
你要知道这个人是个什么人？
What kind of person was he?
买卖人。
A merchant.
他买了这个珠子为的是什么呢？
Why would he buy this pearl?
他不是个古董收藏家。
He's not a pearl collector.
如果他是个收藏家的话，他买了就自己有了，对吧？
If he was a collector, he buys it and he stores it away.
圣经没有说，没有说他是个收藏家。
It doesn't say he was a collector.
说他是个买卖人。
But that he was a merchant.
所以他买了这个珠子的目的呢？
And so why did he buy this pearl?
是为将来有一天他要卖出去。
Someday he would sell it.
所以他今天他付了这个价钱。
And so today he buys the pearl.
将来他要得一个好价钱回来的，对不对？
And one day he will make a profit.
作为咱们基督徒来说，
And so for us Christians,
这珠子大概象征着什么呢？
What is this pearl?
重价的珠子。
The pearl of great value.
当然，这个圣经没有标准答案。
And there's no exact answer.
这是我去理解的。
This is my own interpretation.
这就是在我们里边那一个宝贵的信心。
And this is our faith.
就是你要去付一个代价，使你的信心变成真实。
And it's that you must pay a price to build your faith.
你要对神的这个信心，它本身。不是那个最重要的东西。
Your faith in God is not the most important thing by itself.
是你要用这个信心与上帝建立关系。
But that through this faith, you build a relationship with God.
最后你要得到的还是前面的一个宝贝，你要在永生里边与上帝同在。
And one day you will experience eternity with God.
那是将来你要卖了这个珠子要得回来的那个价值。
And that is the profit you make when you sell this valuable pearl.
但是你现在要有这个眼光啊。
But today you must understand.
你要去过一个信心的生活。
You must live a life of faith.
罗马书里面说
The book of Romans says.
我们是本于信以至于信啊。
That we are justified through faith.
我们是 start from faith and end up with faith. 这是一个 faith 的 journey. 这是一个信心的旅程。所以这个信心是需要付一个代价去得到的。
And so this faith requires sacrifice.
这个代价是什么代价，弟兄姊妹？
And what is that sacrifice?
为什么信心是需要代价的呢？
Why does faith require sacrifice?
因为我们读了很多圣经的时候，
Because when we read from the scriptures,
我们有了理论。
We have theory.
有了理论不等于有信心。
But having theory is not having faith.
信心一定从哪里得来啊？
Where do you receive faith?
在遵行上帝的话得来。
You receive faith by living out the word of God.
就上帝可信吗？
Can God be trusted?
你听了他的话以后，
If you listen to his words,
你得去勇敢地往前走啊。
You must then follow.
照着他的话去做啊。
Act according to his words.
你照着他的话去做的时候，
When you have done that,
那么你就看到他的大能荣耀的显现。
Then you will see his power.
你的信心就开始增长一步。
And your faith will grow.
当你的信心增长一步的时候。
And when your faith is grown.
然后你更多的敢于遵行他的话。
And you will be willing to follow his words.
然后你就看到他更大的荣耀了。
And you will see greater glory.
你就更深的相信他了。
And you will believe him even more.
所以就这样的一个过程的里面。
And through this process.
你的信心就增加了。
Your faith will grow.
你的信心就变成了一个重价的珠子。
Your faith will become a pearl of great value.
神不但用因信要称我们为义。
God will not only justify us by our faith.
神要因着信要接我们回到他天家里面去。
But by our faith, he will take us into his kingdom.
所以这一个信心。
And so this faith.
是我们与上帝恢复关系的条件。
Is a faith.Is a necessary requirement for us to build our relationship with God.
也是我们彼此建立关系的条件。
And something we need to build relationships with each other.
人能够生活的喜乐和平安吗？
For people to live in harmony together.
关键就是在乎这个信心。
We must have faith.
如果人没有信心了，
If we do not have faith,
这就是精神病。
You will go insane.
这个他就 psychologically, 他就 crazy 了。那么我以前跟大家讲过啊，你看那些精神病有病的人，通常他都有一个共同的表情。
Often if you look at the mentally ill, that they have a similar issue.
特别像。
They will act like this.
他为什么这样？
Why would they behave like this?
他心里边恐惧。
Because they are afraid.
他为什么恐惧？
Why are they afraid?
因为他没有信心了。
Because they have no faith.
很多时候人出现精神问题。
Often for people to experience psychological issues.
都是他的信心被伤害而导致的。
Because they have been hurt. Because their trust has been hurt.
他觉得他没有人再去相信了。
They think they cannot trust anyone.
他人生就绝望了。
And they lose faith in their life.
所以信对一个人多么宝贵啊。
And so trust is such an important thing.
但是如果你信了一个不值得信的对象，
But if you trust in something that is not worthy of trust,
那表示你没有眼光。
That means you do not have wisdom.
你就是一个不合格的商人。
And you are a failed merchant.
如果这个合格的商人呢？
If the good merchant,
他看到了这个重价的珠子。
He can see the pearl of great value.
因为他发现了只有创造天地万物的上帝是值得你信的。
And he realizes that the creator of the universe is worthy of his faith.
然后你就去付代价买这个珠子。
And you go and you pay the price for that pearl.
就是遵行他的话语，得着对他的信心。
That is to follow his word.
将来有一天，
One day,
基督再来的时候，
When Christ returns,
这个聚拢各样的水族，
and he will collect all of the people,
那么把所有的人带到他那去了，
and take them to be with him,
然后把有信心的和没有信心的就分出来了，
and those who have faith and those who do not have faith will be separated.
圣经里边告诉我们，
the scripture says,
如果我们那时候被分出去的时候，
at that time if you have been separated,
主说在那里要哀哭切齿。
The scripture says you it will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
咱们已经强调过不知道多少次了。
And we have often spoken of this.
人生最痛苦的是什么？
What is the most painful thing?
后悔。
Regret.
所以在那里哀哭切齿，就是在那里后悔。
And so weeping and gnashing of teeth is regretting.
为什么后悔最痛苦？
Why is regret so painful?
因为没有机会了。
Because there are no more opportunities.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
And so brothers and sisters,
今天你是一个有眼光的人吗？
Today, are you a wise person?
你 的思想里边都在想什么呢？
What are the things you consider in your life?
还是你像以前一样被油蒙了心，眼睛心里边整天想的都是属世界的事呢？
Are you the same as those who have dull hearts and who live in the world?
还是一个现在不愿意被医治，随便浪费你的机会呢？
Are you one who refuses to be healed?
但愿我们的眼睛是有福的。
I pray that our eyes can be blessed.
我们认识这块地。
That we can recognize this field.
更加认识地里边那块宝贝。
And recognize the treasure in the field.
但愿我们认识这个珠子。
And we may recognize the pearl.
我们不是哭哭啼啼，不是咬牙切齿，是欢欢喜喜的来买这块地。
That we will not be sorrowful, but we will be joyful when we buy this field.
让我们都在神面前是丰丰满满。赚得福分的人。
And that before Christ we may receive our full blessing.
而不至于被世界欺骗，最后成为一个哀哭切齿的人。
And not be deceived by the world and go into the fiery furnace.
愿神赐给我们这样的眼光。
May the Lord bless us with this wisdom.
使我们成为蒙福的人。
That we may be blessed people.
谢谢。